Благодарим за участие. В нашей церкви на Сторе недавно появился молодой человек из американцев. Звать его Майк. Майк, пожалуйста, пройди сюда. Он покаялся на молодежном общении. Недавно принял крещение. И я попросил его сказать некоторые свидетельства, как попал он к русским. И как он здесь себя чувствует и тому подобное. Пожалуйста, Майк. Майк.
Приветствую, мои братья и сестры. So, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Michael Julian Brassard. I am 23 years young, and this year I can proudly say that I became a member of 3900 Astoria, and, you know, Benjamin came to me and he asked if I could share my testimony, just give a brief sum of what happened, and it's kind of hard to make it brief, so bear with me. My journey began on Easter. I was invited by a close friend of mine that I went to high school with. I was invited to the Easter service, and to be honest, I showed up in the morning and ended up chickening out. I was sitting in the car, everybody's getting out, looking at the, you know, strangers sitting in the car alone, and I told myself, like, there was something in my heart. I knew, like, I had to come back for the evening service. So I attended the evening service and was amazed by the warmth I felt from my brothers and sisters. I have truly learned, like, there's definitely no language barrier when it comes to fellowship and showing love to one another as Christians. And it's just amazing to be here with everybody and to see just how much of a family you can have. I came from a non-Christian family. I mean, I'm making this step. I'm trying to make this change within my life and within my future for my family and trying to help, you know, my family out. And it's just been an amazing experience to truly come up here and be a part of this with you guys. It's great. It's great to stand behind this pulpit. This is the first time for me, so. This is my second camp ever, and it's just been a wonderful experience. I came with brothers, and we labored for the camp, and it's just truly amazing to see everybody here and enjoying this camp. Like, this is what it's all about, is getting together and worshiping Christ. And this road that I'm on, I'm lost for words for just how amazing everything's been, how warm the warmth that I felt from everybody. We always make this joke about their the Russian smile for pictures, because everybody seems to hold the smile back, but that's not how it is at all in the church. There's been nothing but smiles and warmth. And that is truly what I think is one of the main things to have as a Christian. One of the brothers, he did a sermon about friendship and being friendly to one another. And this is what helped bring me into the church. This is what helped keep me into the church and allowed me to be touched by the word of Christ on May during the youth conference. I was touched by the word of God. A couple of my brothers, they repented. And after praying for my brothers, I opened my eyes. I was full of tears. And I knew it was my time. I just had that feeling in my heart. There was no thinking about it. I went forth. My heart was racing. My heart just mellowed, completely calmed down as I kneeled down and just kind of cried like a little baby in front of, you know, 1,000 people. But it's amazing once you start to follow the path of Christ and the will that he has for you, all the gifts that he shows you, and just the warmth and just the emotions and the friendships that you get and the fellowship. It's truly an amazing experience. And, you know, I'd like to end this with, I may not have come from a Christian family, but I now belong to a Christian family. So I thank you all for everything. All right, praise God. Slava Bogu.